all the words of God are from God.
因为不管是我讲的，还是三岁的孩子啊所讲的啊，只要他读圣经，从圣经里头讲出来的话啊，都是神的话啊，都是一样的来源，就没有什么偏好的。
And so regardless of whether it is I speak or a three-year-old speak, but if they all use the same word from the Bible, then it is the message of God. There should be no favoritism.
因为有很多种的选择才会有偏好啊。
And it is because we have so many options or choices, that is why this favoritism was created.
那在主里我们就没有什么选择，因为都是主的话。
But in God, we have no options because it is all the words of God.
因此就不会有什么所谓的偏好。
And that is why we will have no favoritism.
啊，这个就是要用属灵的角度去领受啊神的话。
It is for us to receive the words of God in spirit.
所以就不会有偏好的问题了。
So, with that in mind, then we will have no favoritism.
啊，因为有偏好的话，当然，爱吃牛肉的人啊，在一起；爱吃鸡肉的人啊，就在一起啊，这是很自然的现象，自然啊就会纷争。
And so, because whoever likes beef, then they will gather together, or whoever likes chicken, they will gather in a group, and that is why. There is a conflict because of the nature that they choose something that is more favored to them.
啊，只要是有偏好的话，那当然有的人会认为说我这个偏好比较好，啊，他那个偏好比较好，所以就会导致批评论断。
And so when they are favoring over something else, they will always think that what they choose is better, and that is why people will have a cause or conflicts.
那为什么会批评论断？
And why would they have quarrels or judgment over another?
那所以保罗第四章呢，就用了一个说，那做师父的啊，跟做父亲的是不一样的。
And that is why Paul in chapter 4 used the difference between the instructors as well as the fathers to make the comparison.
那这个NIV 它是用 guardian, 那 guardian 就比较跟加拉太书那边所描述的就比较像啊，假如只有 instructor, 这好像比较没那么贴切，所以应该是要说是 guardian 比较好了，我个人是觉得这样子哈。
And NIV translated as the guardian, which is more consistent with the book of Galatians.
好，那师父就好像是 guardian, 那 guardian 就是一个法律的名词哈。比如说，有的小学生来美国读书，啊，父母亲没有跟来，啊，当然他就要找一位 guardian 监护人啊，来帮助他处理日常事务啊。
So guardian is a word coming from the law. For example, if you send your children to United States without the parents, then the parents will try to find a guardian to look after the children.
因为小孩子他还没有这种能力来做决定，因为他签名的都不算数的。
Because the children have not yet have the ability to decide on their own because of their age.
啊，所以我们看那个什么签名的地方底下有一个你是 parents, 他是他的父母亲呢，还是你是他的监护人看看是哪一个。
So whenever you sign a signature, you will see that whether you are a parent or a guardian.
啊，监护人的话，当然跟父亲的角色不一样。
As a guardian, of course, status is different than the father.
因为他没有血缘的关系，没有血缘关系。
Because the character of a guardian has no blood relations.
那父亲的话就不一样了，父亲也可以作为监护人照顾他日常生活所需的。
Father, on the other hand, is different. He is not just a blood related, but also he can be a guardian as well.
那父亲是包含着生他 还要养他，还要教育他啊，都在一个人的身上啊。
And father gave birth and also foster as well as educate his children.
啊，他是有这个血缘的关系。
And he has this relation of a blood relation.
这保罗他说啊，啊，做师父的很多了。
And but there are many guardians.
所以我们现在查考啊，做师父很多，这个师父的心哈。到底是指的什么意思
？So let us study. What is the heart of a guardian?
好，那有几个层面来说明。
So there are several perspectives to look at this.
那第一个，保罗他所说的这个律法啊，律法，这个摩西律法，旧约时代的律法啊，就是我们训蒙的师父。
And the first one, what Paul emphasized is based on the book of Law of Moses, and which is the instruction of the instructor or guardian.
好，请看加拉太书第三章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter
3. 加拉太书第三章的二十三节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 23.
二十三。
Verse
23. 第三章二十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 23.
但这因信得救的离还未来已先、啊、我们被看守在律法之下，职权到那将来的真道显明出来。二十四节。
24.
这样律法是我们训蒙的师父、啊、也引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义、啊、所以这里提到谁是师父呢？
So in here it tells us who is the guardian.
那律法本身就是师父。
And law itself is our guardian or tutor.
所以我们也不能够否定律法的功用呢。
So we cannot reject the function of the law.
啊，虽然耶稣基督已经来了
，even though Christ has already come.
但是在他来以前哈、啊，当然这个师父啊，就要先教导我们一些啊旧约时代的事情啊。
But before he came, the law was being used to teach us. How to observe the words of God.
So, 现在我们所用的十条诫命还是被记载在旧约圣经啊，这个出埃及记那里。
So the Ten Commandments that we still use today is recorded in the Book of Exodus.
那很多旧约时代的条例啊，这些规矩、规则、崇拜的条例啊，洁净的条例，都是指向耶稣基督。
And all the other regulations and formalities of law.Is all pointed to Jesus Christ.
还有旧约时代那些先知呢，预言的未来啊，耶稣基督的出生。
And all the prophets in the Old Testament were to prophesize the birth of Christ.
所以师父就好像是啊，先给我们预习哈、啊，预习功课啊，要先说明啊，啊，到时候要发生事情啊，先给我们讲解清楚。
So the guardian is to help us and help us review what is about to happen and what is about to come.
所以当时旧约时代的人啊，当时主耶稣以前那个时代啊，主耶稣救恩还没成全以前那些时代，旧约时代的人啊，都是啊受了这些律法的教导。
So the people in the Old Testament, that is.Before Christ came to the world, they were all taught by the law.
好，请看第四章。
Let's read chapter
4. 第四章的第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
我说那承受产业的虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候却与奴仆毫无分别。第二节。
Verse 2.
乃在师父和管家的所下，在师父，师父是谁呢？就是律法。所以我们就知道、啊、有几个层面、啊、第一个，这个师父啊叫做律法。
The guardians that mentioned in verse 2 is the law.
所以第二节说，乃在律法和管家的所下，只等到他父亲预定的时候来到。第三节。
Verse 3.
我们为孩童的时候，受管于世俗小学之下也是如此。所以世俗小学的师父啊、管家啊之下，这个这些都是同义词、啊、都是代表着律法的意思。
So guardians, stewards, or elements of the world all refer to the same thing, which is law.
So 有的人说啊，这个世俗小学，就比如说微积分呐、啊，这些都是 没用哦，不是那个东西啊。这个世俗小学啊，是指的律法而言的。
So elements of the world does not mean it's talking about calculus or
啊，不是我们在学校所学的什么会计啊、财政啊、财务啊，不是这一些哈。
Or accounting or finance or things that we learn in school。
啊，所以这些都是你看到、受管于啊这个师父啊。那第三节说受管于世俗小学，说这是一个平行的话啊，可见世俗小学就是律法。
So all these things are referring to the law that we have just mentioned.
那耶稣基督来了，耶稣基督来了，那我们就不需要师父了。
But when Lord Jesus Christ came to the world, we no longer need this guardian.
好，请看第三章二十五节。
This, read chapter 3, verse 25.
但这因信得救的你既然来到我们从此就不在师父的所下了，所以我们就不需要师父来教导了。
So we no longer need a tutor to teach us.
我们就圣灵直接带领我们进入真理。
Holy Spirit directly bring us into truth.
圣灵的恩膏要亲自来教导我们。
And the guidance of the Holy Spirit will teach us directly.
所以律法有个时代的任务。
So the law has a mission within its own time.
那任务结束了就不需要了。
Once its mission is accomplished, then he can rest.
所以我们信仰的成长过程也可能有很多不同的时期。
So our spiritual journey will also have several stages.
所以就不能现在时期就不能够批评以前时期啊，因为时间不一样哈，这个功用的不一样，不能够批评以前的事情。
So when we are in current time, we should not complain about what we have done in the past.
我们也不能够批评以前说啊很落伍啊落后了。
And we shouldn't say that what we had in the past is out of time.
所以有个时间性。
Because there is a limit within our own time and space.
那保罗呢？他也曾经做个外邦人的师父。
And Paul himself was also a guardian of the Gentiles.
教导他们学习相信。
He also teach them how to believe in Christ.
那当然不管是犹太人、外邦人，都是要学整本的圣经啊，就是包括旧约圣经啊。
Whether Jews or Gentiles, they all need to learn the whole content of the Bible, including the Old Testament.
因为要两部啊放在一起。新旧约放在一起才是完全的。
Only combining New and Old Testaments that the Bible itself can be complete.
是要互相印证啊，互相互补。
It is to complement one another and complete one another.
所以第一个师父呢，就是指着以前的律法。
So the first guardian is referring to the laws in the past.
当然在保罗的时代啊，很多人还在谈那些教约律法的事情。
In the time of Paul, many people are still referring back to the law in the old times.
甚至于那些律法的事情啊，就超过了主耶稣的教训，所以有的人说啊，不受割礼就不能够得救。
Even to a point that these laws surpass the teaching of Lord Jesus, and that is why people say that. Whenever you believe, you need to be circumcised.
好，那第二个层次啊，这个师父是谁呢？
The second perspective, who is this guardian?
我们请看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章第三节。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
第四章第三节。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，所以就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师父啊。那这些师父啊，都是不需要的，因为增添了、这些其实已经有了，不需要再多这些人了。
So these guardians or teachers are not really necessary.
那这一些人，他是随从自己的情欲不是神设立的，他是自己想要当师父的。
They go according to their own desires. They want to be teachers themselves.
所以保罗他就说，哎，不要很多人做师父了。
That is why Paul said, and we should not have too many guardians or teachers.
请看雅各书第三章。
Let's turn to James chapter 3.
雅各书第三章的第一节。
James chapter 3 verse 1.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
我的弟兄们，不要多人做师父，因为晓得我们要做更重的判断。不要多人做师父。
Let not many of you become teachers.
因为做师父啊，可能，按照主文所讲的哈，好像高人一等。
According to Lord Jesus, being teacher is one status up than others.
说得多，做得少。
When you say too much, yet you do not carry out with action.
所以要说更重的刑罚，因为他自己本身说的，他没有去实践出来呀。
That is why you will receive a stricter judgment because when you say it, you don't do it.
这为什么保罗他在传道的过程当中，他经常说我是战战兢兢的。
And that is why Paul, when he preached, he always say he preached in fear.
所以讲道的人也要。也是很辛苦啊，也是哈，要战战兢兢啊，因为讲的多了，你自己做不到啊，以后也很麻烦的。
That is why the speaker always speak with reverence, because we ourselves have to be careful to do what we say.
好，请看马太福音。
Let's turn to Book of Matthew.
马太福音二十三章。
Book of Matthew chapter 23.
二十三章的第一节。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
二十三章第一节。
Chapter 23, verse 1.
那时，耶稣对众人和门徒讲论。第二节说啊，文士和法利赛人坐在摩西的位上，哇，坐在摩西位上高人一等哈。第三节。
Verse 3.
那凡他们所吩咐你们的，你们都要谨守遵行，但不要效法他们的行为，因为他们能说不能行。第四节。
Verse 4.
那他们把难担的重担捆起来搁在人的肩上，但自己一根手指头啊都不肯动。那这些人啊，只说了他不做的。
So these people they only speak but do not do.
那这个就是师父的心态。
This is the attitude of this teacher.
我有些时候看那个搭飞机的时候，看那个飞机上的电影有些是武侠片。
So whenever I'm on a plane.Sometimes I will watch this entertainment with movies that has some Chinese.
我看这些武侠片，那个师傅在教导学生啊，就坐在那里，然后他不动了啊，他不自己操练呢，他只是说，哎呀，好，现在哪一招哪一招，大家学生就做啊，他自己不做的。
So the master teaching students, he would just sit there and then wave at his fingers, telling his students do this and do that, but he will not do anything.
因为他是师父啊。
Because he is the master.
有些时候我们学生在练习这些乐器啊。
And so for another example, when students are learning music instruments,
他教学生，他自己本身也不打琴，也不弹，也就不就是教学生说啊，您怎么弹，您怎么拉。
And so the teacher would also just point at them that you should do this, you should do that.
所以这个是个师父啊。
So all these are teachers.
师父只说啊，不做啊，不用做。
They only speak; they do not carry out with action.
可是主要是不喜欢这种人。
But Lord Jesus does not like this type of people.
这主要是没有否定他们所讲论的内容。
He did not reject the words that they speak.
这主要是说他们所讲的，你们也要听啊，也要去做啊。
And because Lord Jesus says, whatever they tell you to observe, do that observe and do.
大家不要看他们的行为。
But do not do according to their works.
因为他们光说不练啊，光说不做的。
For they say and do not do.
所以我们就是光说啊，不做，就是像师父一样。
If we say and do not do, we are just like this teacher.
那师父还只会批评论断。
And the teacher also will judge, will only.
还有按外貌待人。
And he will judge others based on their outer appearance.
所以这些都是师父了。
So all these are the characters of teachers.
当时哥东的教会就是有很多师父级的人。
And Corinthian church at the time had many teachers.
所以保罗才说啊，师父很多人啊，大家都想做啊。
And that is why Paul said, there are many teachers, or who wants to be teachers.
啊，指挥别人做啊，自己确实不做。
And they will tell others to do things, but they themselves do not do.
啊，不做的人啊，最喜欢批评论断。
Those who do not do, they will surely like to judge others.
啊，但是父亲的心就不一样啊。
But the heart of the father.Is much different.
啊，所以保罗说，为父的心呢，这种心呢不多。
And so Paul said that those who have the heart of a father is few.
那我们看旧约时代哈，为父的心啊，说是不简单的。
And it is actually quite difficult to have a heart of a father.
我们看以赛亚书63章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 63.
63章第九节。
Isaiah chapter 63 verse 9.
63章第9节
63 verse 9,
他们在一切苦难中啊，他也同受苦难，并且啊，他面前的使者拯救他们，他也慈爱和怜悯救赎他们，在古时的日子常保抱他们，怀替他们啊，那就是为父的心肠啊。
So this is the heart of the father.
啊，为父有时候处罚自己的孩子，其实他自己心里很痛的。
When a father rebuke or chastise his own sons, his heart will also have much burden.
因为孩子是他的啦。
Because the children are his.
他的血肉了，有血缘关系的。
It's his flesh and blood.
所以他都很关心孩子的未来呀。
So he cares for his children's future.
所以想办法能够造就孩子啊，成为将来有用的人。
So he will think of different ways to.In order to educate his children to be successful.
所以就会有这个训练的过程，会有这些管教的事情。
So there will be training, there will be afflictions and rebuke.
好，那我们再看以赛亚书54章。
Let's also turn to Isaiah chapter 54.
54章第7节。
54 verse 7.
第7节。
Verse 7.
我离弃你不过是骗时，却要施大恩将你收回。第8节，我的怒气仗义顷刻之间向你掩面，却要以永远的慈爱连续你。这是主你的救赎主说的啊！所以我们看神有些时候会生气，但是一刹那很快就过去了。
So sometimes God will be angry at us, but the time will pass quickly.
再看第10节。
This verse 10.
大山可以挪移，小山可以迁移，但我的慈爱永不离开你，我平安的约啊也不迁移。这是连续你的主说的啊，所以我们神啊是满了慈悲的神。
So our God is a God full of mercy.
我们再看耶利米书29章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 29.
29章11节。
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11.
主说：“我知道，我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望啊！所以，不管我们所遭遇的环境怎么样，我们要知道，我们的父亲呢所怀的意念啊是赐平安的意念。
So regardless of our environment, we need to understand, that, the heart of God is for us to have a future and a hope.
因此，我们的主耶稣基督啊，他有跟天父一样有怜悯的心肠。”
That is why Lord Jesus has the same heart as our God in heaven.
And 圣经经常说了，主耶稣啊，就动了慈心啊，就怜悯人了。
And Bible many times mentioned that Jesus Christ filled with compassion, and he was moved to do things for men.
啊，所以在路加福音啊的15章有三个比喻。
In Book of Luke chapter 15, there are 3 parables.
那这三个比喻都是很感动人的。
And all these 3 parables are very touching to our heart.
这个就是为父的心啊。
All these represent the heart of God.
比如说第一个比喻，绵羊的比喻。
And so the first one is about a parable of the sheep.
那当然绵羊不知道是什么原因，它走离了这个羊圈啊。
And so one of the sheep don't know what the reason is, but was lost.
啊，这只羊可能是很叛逆。
Maybe this sheep is rebellious.
因为他觉得这个羊群啊不够好，所以他要到外面去发展。
Maybe he feel that the foal is not good enough, so he want to go out and have his own journey.
他要再去外面找另外一个更好的。
He wants to find a better foal for himself.
所以他要离开的。
So he left.
那离开是不是真正能够找到更好的？没有。
But can he really find a better one?
反而他受了很大的苦啊。
Instead, all he finds is bitterness and suffering.
所以牧人呢就去找他。
So the shepherd tried to seek after him.
那我们刚刚唱赞美诗的二十九首啊。
And as we just sang the hymn book number 29.
哦，主寻亡羊。
And
Lord
is trying to find the lost sheep.
哦，看这个过程很辛苦，很过程啊，他还被荆棘刺伤啊，流血。满肚都是他的血迹啊。
The whole process is very troublesome because he was sting by the thorn.
那找到以后，找到的绵羊以后。
But after he found the sheep.
那他没有责备绵羊啊。
He did not chastise the sheep.
要是做师傅的人啊，一定先赏给他赏两个耳光再说了。
So maybe the guardian or the master will first slap him.
你离开了，害我找了你找那么辛苦啊
！And why would you try to go away? I have suffered in order to find you.
啊，牧人没有训斥他
，But the shepherd did not rebuke him.
啊，没有打他
，Did not hit him.
啊，反而啊，就把他憋在肩上。
Instead, he carried him onto his shoulder.
就扛回来
，And bring him back.
所以那种爱啊，是多么的宽大。
And so the love is so a grant.
啊，这个就是我们的主耶稣啊。
So this is our Lord Jesus.
这个就是做父亲的心。
This is the heart of a father.
那到了这个诗前的比喻的，还是这浪子的比喻啊，都是一样很动人的，很感动人的。
And the parable of the lost coin and the lost sons are all very touching.
那保罗也是有这种心肠。
So Paul also have this kind of heart.
啊。我们来看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's turn to a Book of Acts, chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Book of Acts, chapter 20.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
使徒行传二十章三十五节。
Acts, chapter 20, verse 35.
我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话，说啊，死比说更为有福啊。保罗啊，他凡事上都是给信徒做榜样。
Paul in all things tried to set a good example for all the disciples.
就是以身作则的，率先士卒，就是走在羊群的前面。
So he lead by example, walking in front of all the members.
所以他也为我们留下了很多的榜样呢。
So he also left many good examples for us to follow.
那我们也是要来学习哈。保罗的榜样。
So we also need to learn from his examples.
我们再看回来哥林多前书第四章。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章。
First Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章的十七节。
Chapter 4 verse 17.
因此我已打发提摩太到你们那里去，他在主里面是我所亲爱的有忠心的儿子，他必提醒你们纪念我在基督里怎样行事，在各处各教会中怎样教导人、啊、所以他的为人、啊、大家都很清楚的。
So everybody know his character、
啊、就是为了让大家、啊、能够效法他，他也以身作则。
So, because everybody knows that he will lead by example.
啊，再看十一章的第一节。哥林多前书十一章第一节。
Let's also turn to First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.
啊，他为什么敢请大家效法他？因为他效法基督。
Why was he there to tell others to imitate him because he imitate Christ.
所以我们看保罗所写的书信呢，很多都充满了这种，这种感情，这种温馨，非常的温馨。
So all the books of Paul are all written with this compassion.
来，我们来看啊，看他怎么样有这种心肠。来看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
第二章的二十四节
，Chapter 2 verse 24。
所以提摩太，这个保罗他也有这个为父的心呢。
So in here, mentioned that Paul has this heart of a father.
第二章二十四节
，Chapter 2 verse 24。
然而主的仆人不可争竞，只要温温和和的待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐。二十五节
，25，
用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道，叫他们这已经被魔鬼扔进炉去的，可以醒悟，脱离他的网罗。那这些人呢，已经被魔鬼掳去的。
So all these people, they were in snare.
那这些人呢，也是抵挡真道的人。
Because these people are also the opposition of truth.
啊，要是我们的话，可能说啊，这些人没用啊，不用理他了。嗯。
And so for us, we may think that we should not care about them.
啊，他们还抵挡讲一些抵挡的话。
And because they also speak words of evil.
但是保罗他有很基督的心肠，有为父的心。
But Paul has this heart of Christ, has this heart of a father.
所以说，他说要存心忍耐，存心要刻意把这个忍耐要考虑进去啊，要忍耐，要慢慢的教导啊。
You need to have patience and also be able to teach others.
啊，神都没有放弃机会的，我们怎么可以放弃机会呢
？If God have not give up on this opportunity, how should we give up?
我们再来看提摩太，不是帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Let's also turn to Second Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书，前书哈，前书第二章。
First Thessalonians chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第六节。
First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 6。
我们做基督的使徒啊，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀。第七节。
Verse 7。
只要你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。第八节。
Verse 8。
我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音的传给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给了你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。啊，我们看这个。啊，非常的有感情的。
So, this is filled with compassion.
所以做主的工人呢，不能够冷漠。
To be the worker of God, we should not be heartless.
啊，做主的工人的基本条件就是对人要很热诚。
The most simple character of worker of God is we need to have we need to fill with this passion toward men.
啊，所以不能够看得好像是。是看到路边的人一样啊。
We should not treat others just like a stranger.
那我们看保罗，他连自己的性命都愿意给信徒啊。
Even Paul was willing to give up his life for all the members.
所以保罗，我们可以说他是用他自己的生命在见证主啊。
So we can say that Paul is using his lives to testify for God.
所以他才说，不只是个言语啊，还有是主的全能啊。
So it's not just words, but it is the mighty power of God.
假如一个工人他不能够实践他自己所传的话，他所讲的这个福音的话，就没有生命力。
So if a person who testify what he speak, but yet carry no action, then this is not the message of God.
所以他所谓的全能全柄啊，那就是生命力，就是。实践道理的那种生命力。
So his mighty power of God is to demonstrating from his life.
我们再来看哥林多前书第五章哈。
Let's also turn to First Corinthians.
我们现在是看他怎么样有 这种的父亲的心。
It is a look at how he has this heart of the father.
第五章第五节。
Chapter 5 verse 5.
哥林多前书五章五节。
Chapter 5 verse 5.
要把这样的人交给撒旦，败坏他肉体，使他的灵魂在主耶稣的日子可以得救。然后再看十三节。
There's also read verse 13.
至于外人，有神审判他们，你们应当把那恶人从你们中间赶出去。所以好像保罗很严厉，就赶出去就没事的。
And so it seems Paul was very strict, which is to cast out those evil and let it be done.
在旧约时代有这个麻风病症的这种的条例。
In Old Testament, there is this regulation about the lepers.
有麻风病的话，当然就要离开营。
And those who are lepers needs to be segregated from the tent.
要离开这个他们的生活了，社区的生活。
It means that they will have to be separated from the society.
就好像把他赶出去了啦。
In other words, it is like casting them out.
麻风病人就是一种罪的。
And leprosy itself is like a sin.
好，那是不是赶出去就没事了呢？
So is it once they cast out the lepers and it is already done?
不是啊，祭司经常要去查看他们呢，看他们有没有好的啊。假如好的话，假如已经变成洁净了，就要回营哎。
No, because the priests have to go check on them often and make sure to see if their leprosy are healed, and then they can come back to the society again.
所以离营离开营地啊，离开他们所住的社区，就是为了以后能够回来悔改得洁净就回来的。
Leaving the tent is so that in the future they can come back again back to the society once they are clean or free from sin.
这是为父的心啊。
So this is the heart of the father.
因为都是他的孩子，你再怎么坏都是他的孩子。
Because they are all the father's children.
So we
can
see that Lazarus 的比喻啊，他的父亲一直在那边等着他回来的。
The parable of the last son, the father was waiting for this younger son to come back.
So 一样的，今天我们所认识这个绵羊，就是我们有知道的这个绵羊啊，神也是在等着他们回来。
So if we know this one last sheep, God is also waiting for it.
他永不放弃。机会哈。
He will never give up this opportunity.
我们请看启示录的第二章啊。我们最后来看启示录第二章。
Lastly, let's read Revelation chapter 2.
我们就是看这个为父的心哦，是多么的伟大。
And that is how, that is we how wonderful the heart of the Father.
说为什么神的爱是何等的长阔高深，我们很难去测量的。
And it is very difficult for us to measure the depths of width and the length of the love of God.
好，第二章的二十节。
Chapter 2, verse 20.
第二章二十节，启示录。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 20.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你容纳自称是先知的妇人耶洗别教导我的仆人，引诱他们行奸淫，吃祭偶像之物。好。那行奸淫吃祭偶像植物，这个是不是很严重啊？
Commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols, all these are great sins.
是啊，很严重啊。
They are very serious.
啊，在今天来讲，要除名的地步啊。
In today's term, we will excommunicate them.
好，二十一节。
Verse 21.
我曾给他悔改的机会，他却不肯悔改他的淫行。
And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent.
啊、看来我叫他卧病在床，那些与他行奸淫的人若不悔改所行的，我要叫他们同受大患难、啊、所以这些做错的人，当然他们 要本身要承受这种结果后果。
Those who have done wrong, they will need to bear the consequences、
啊、但是呢他们悔改，神在等着他们悔改、啊，
But God is waiting for them to repent.
所以二十一节说，我曾给他悔改的机会，但是他们不肯呢。
And that is why God said 21 that I gave her time to repent, yet she did not repent.
啊，所以假如有人呢、啊， 犯了很严重错误的话，再请他悔改，一定要悔改呀。
So if a person commit great sin, we need to tell him to repent.
我在一个国家碰到一个弟兄啊。
I was at a country, in another country, and met a brother.
他已经犯奸淫。
And he had commit sexual immorality.
他想跟他太太离婚呢。
And he wanted to divorce his wife.
但是他太太想保留婚姻呢。
But his wife wanted to keep this marriage.
孩子们也不希望父亲离开。
Children also didn't want the father to leave.
那我说去找这个弟兄谈呢。
So I went to talk to this brother.
弟兄说。不用了，我已经没希望了的。要被叫我出兵的，因为你犯奸淫了。
And the father said, you don't need to come. I already commit this great sin. According to law, I should be excommunicated."
那我就翻这个启示录第二章这里给他看。
So I turned to Revelation chapter 2 and let him read this verse.
那感谢主啊，他看了以后，他就真的悔改呀。
And thank God, after he read this verse, he really repented.
到了切断。那个不正常的关系。
He cut off this outside or this relationship that he had before.
那重新回到他太太的身边。
And once again return back to his wife's side.
那回到教会。
And also return back to church.
当然，我告诉他不要做圣工啊，不要领圣餐。
I told him you should not do any holy work or receive any holy communion.
你要谦卑的悔改。
You need to repent with this humble heart.
所以神真的，他的爱哈，实在是超过我们想象的。
And God's love is really surpass our understanding.
当然，以我们人的立场啊，我们很难，有些时候很难再去理会这些人啊，因为他们所犯的罪实在是太大了。
From man's perspective.It is very difficult for us to continue to care for this kind of people.
但是为父的心不一样啊。
But the heart of the father is very different.
所以我们要把主的这种为父的心呢，再放在心上。
So we need to put this heart of the father into our hearts.
所以我们在家庭啊，要怎么做家庭的实践啊
？And so how should we run?This in our family.
就是父母亲哈，要彼此相爱。
As parents,
大人呐，大人要彼此相爱。
As parents, we need to love one another.
让孩子能够有个效法的榜样啊。
So that our children can see us as a good example.
我们也要以家庭为优先。
And we also need to put family as our priority.
当然现在很竞争哈，很多人要工作，很多时间，很多个小时啊，十几个小时。
And because nowadays there are so many competitions within work, and we will always work for many hours.
还是要以家庭为优先。
But we need to set our priorities straight.
那我们也要进入这个孩子的世界去了解这个孩子，像主说进入人群一样。
We also need to enter into our children's world, just like how Lord Jesus entered into this world.
我们孩子有些时候会有错误。
Our children sometimes may make mistakes.
我们要完全的接纳，像耶稣基督一样。
We need to accept them wholeheartedly, just like how Lord Jesus accepted us.
要饶恕他，要原谅他。
We need to forgive them.
那我们家庭就能够建立一个基督化的家庭。
And we need to establish this Christian family life.
我们不要做师父，因为保罗说不要很多人做师父啊。
We should not be the guardian or teacher because even Paul tells us we should not have many teachers.
我们要有为父的心。
We need to have a heart of a father.
在唱诗三百四十三首。
It's singing number 343.
呈现你最海中愿你良安全感